From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government. As the country mourned the victims of twin bombings at a peace rally that killed at least 97 people. The government reported that 160 were wounded in Saturday's twin blasts. They're still hospitalized, 65 of them in intensive care at 19 hospitals. No one claiming responsibility, but analysts say the bombings bear similarities to two bombings in July near the Syrian border that killed 33 people. Islamic State militants later took credit for those attacks. Russia launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels on Sunday, and Moscow said most of the targets in the highland area of Idlib province have been controlled by the rebels. Illinois State University historian Ali Riaz spoke with VOA about the Russian objectives in Syria.
President Vladimir Putin has made it very clear that his primary objective is to keep Assad in power because he feels that Bashar al-Assad is the legitimate government. This is the primary objective. Is there a secondary objective to it? Of course there is a secondary objective to it. Is if they can, you know, eliminate, if not eliminate, weaken ISIS, because ISIS is also a threat to the Assad regime.
In an interview with Russian state television, President Putin defended Moscow's intervention in Syria. Twin suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, wounded 29 others in northern Cameroon, and an attack local and security officials have blamed on Boko Haram militants. On Saturday, the Nigerian militant group launched 5 coordinated attacks in Chad. This is VOA News.